A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, first of all, happy Easter. It is good to be among you once again. Throughout this entire week, we've been reading different passages about different experiences of the resurrection. You recall from last week, we read the story of Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and each one experienced the resurrection in a different way. Mary Magdalene was overcome by grief when she didn't find the body of Jesus. And yet when she heard her name and encountered the risen Jesus, her grief turned to joy. She owed so much to Jesus because of the great thing that he had done for her, casting out 7 demons. And she was overcome by grief, but that grief, as I said, turned to joy when she encountered the risen Lord. We see that Peter and John, they run to the tomb. And because John wrote the gospel, he makes sure that we know that he reached the tomb first. You know, Peter came huffing and puffing behind him. And when Peter saw the clothes of Jesus wrapped, folded up and wrapped and put in a corner, he was slow to believe. And then John points out, "Oh, by the way, I immediately believed." You know, he saw and he believed is what he says. But that as well can reflect our experience of the resurrection. It can be something that takes time. We're slow to believe, or maybe we're like John, where we see and we believe immediately. Today we learn about the experience of St. Thomas. We know him as Doubting Thomas. But once he sees Jesus, his doubt becomes profound faith. Maybe this as well characterizes the current generation. I was reading an article yesterday that said that only 67% of millennials believe the earth is round. It's kind of a dramatic figure, a dramatic statistic. Unless I see, I won't believe. But I think Thomas gives us a tremendous example of moving from doubt to faith. One of the most profound confessions of faith in the entire gospel. My Lord and my God. So how do we experience the resurrection? Who do we identify with? Well, I think we experience the resurrection above all in the sacraments. Oftentimes, many of the resurrection appearances take place in the context of food, or we're told the breaking of the bread. Jesus as well asked for a piece of fish, and the Acts of the Apostles says that he spent 40 days eating and drinking with them. There's almost a Eucharistic dimension to every resurrection appearance. And so maybe as we receive communion today, Some of us are like Mary Magdalene. We are eternally grateful for the great thing that God has done for us, and we receive the Eucharist with joy. Others are like St. Peter, remembering the times that we have failed Jesus, denying him three times, and yet we reaffirm our love three times, I love you, Lord. You know that I love you. Or maybe we're like St. John, a man of deep faith and deep love. Or even, you know, sometimes when I concelebrate Mass, I hear various priests say, when they lift up the host, my Lord and my God. Maybe those are the words that are in our hearts as we receive Eucharist today. Lastly, and this is connected to Divine Mercy Sunday, we also encounter the resurrected Jesus in the sacrament of confession, of reconciliation. Today, Jesus gives the power to forgive sins to his apostles. It's an experience of God's mercy. Oftentimes, you can find me at 4:30 at the cathedral, hearing confessions. And you'll see people come in burdened by sin, and when they experience the resurrection, when they experience Jesus' mercy, they are filled with joy. The burden is lifted. And so I think those are two principal ways that we encounter the risen Jesus. And maybe we can identify ourselves with the various persons that we've been contemplating this week. Let us then ask God to deepen our faith. Let us approach the Eucharist today with love.